Hilchos Paradume Perik Yodalad and Tezvav, with which we conclude Hilchos Paradume and begin Hilchos Tumas Saras Perik Aleph, Seat of the Shemai. Perik Yodalad Halacha Aleph, in this Perik that I'm going to discuss another Maila of the Titus Achatos, that the Keli that has the Mechatos has to be placed on a Mokim Tohu, even though Kli Cheres is at Metame Megaboi, right, it's only Metame Maviroi. But if you put this kli cheres on top of something that is tamei, the kli is not tamei because it's not the tamei megabe, but the inside, the mechatos, is taka tamei. So it's a gavaldige din. Halacha aleph. Kli cheres hoy be'efer chatos. If this kli cheres was containing the efer chatos, when agabe sheretz mitzidoi, and a sheretz touches the side of the keli, tohi, the keli is tohi shen kli cheres mitamei megabe, afilo legabe chatos, even in regards to chatos. Even though we're so machme in regards to chayis chatos, but because the kli cheres is not mitamei megabe, the inside is not tamei. But when you have kli al gabi hasheretz, you put the keli on top of the sheretz, after pishulin it's makli, even though the kli is not tamei, because again, it's megabe, nevertheless, harei ho efer tamei, the inside, the ash is tamei. Shenema shtetin pasuk, v'hiniach mechutz l'machne b'mokim tohi, you have to place it b'mokim tohi. V'ein z'mokim tohi. So the place that you're putting the kli cheres with the efer part inside is not tohi. So the kli cheres is tohi, but the inside is not tohi. V'leik abi sheretz bovad, it doesn't just apply if you put the kli cheres on top of the sheretz. Ela afilo hinichal gabi eichol sheni v'chayetze be'mit varm shetumos in tumah kala. Even if you put this keli on top of something that's a sheni, eichol, that's a sheni. V'emi divrei safim, it's a tumah derabanan, hari nift, hari nitma ha'efer, the inside, the ashes tomei, shenemek b'makim tohi. The location on which this kli rests should not be in anything that is tomei bechlal. Kli cheres hoy be'efer chatos, this kli cheres, which has the efer chatos inside the nasa, another rubber shabbavai's tomei, it's placed on top of a skylight, on top of a roof that has tum inside it. If the keli is going within the airspace of that roof, it's moshul shol labais. Nitmo ha'efer, the ash inside the keli is tomei. Ve'afa pi shein baruba pesech tefach. Even though the roof has no space of a pesach tefach, so if this keli is right on top of this aruba, the skylight, so it's meshulshul into the bais, and even though we say generally that tumah doesn't exit with less of a shiva pesach tefach, but again this is considered as if it was placed on a makim tamei, therefore the inside of the keli is tamei. And if, however, the keli was not going inside that skylight, imhoi baruba pesach tefach tamei, if it is on top of that skylight that has a pesach tefach, the tumah goes through that airspace, and therefore the keli that is directly above it, even though not sitting in it, the content is tummy. Base. Hoya kli shelavin, if the keli was a kli of evan, which is b'chlal not mekabel tumah, bein sheyesh bo pesach tefach, bein she'ein bo ha'efer tohor. Whether the skylight has a tefach or not, if this keli is on top of the skylight, again, it's not meshul shel pesach, if it's on top of the skylight, the inside is tohor. Gimel, chen kli cheres sheyesh be'efer mayim mekudoshim, so too kli cheres, it has the ashes, or the mayim mekudoshim, you already put the ashes with the water. Because a kli cheres, if you put it on top of a skylight, not in a sky, on top, and that hole is a pesach tefach, the inside, the ash is tamei. But a kli even which is bechlanot mekabel tumah, even if it's on top of a skylight, that is pesach tefach, the inside is tohi. It's not considered munach b'makim tamei.
So the tumah goes through the kli cheres?
Tumah goes through the kli cheres, but the kli cheres is tohi. It's in regards to v'nicha b'makim tohi, it's not considered makim tohi. But kli even's nishtot. Gimel, b'chen kli cheres yesh be'efer im, ah?
What's with the kli even?
That's by a kli yavin. By what do we say? We're making a distinction between if that hole, that skylight, is a pesach tefach or not. That distinction only is in regards to a kli cheres, but a kli, because a kli cheres is metame. It can become tame, but a kli yavin that's bechalot shaykh to be makabel tumah. Machta shteis
b'tzayt. Then it could be a makam tame.
No, then if it's on top of the skylight that is pesach tefach, the inside is not tame.
So the kli cheres is not dafke met paradum.
Noch amal.
The tumah of the kli cheres has nothing to do with paraduma.
The question is, did you place this keli on a makim tamei? So if the area underneath it is pesach tefach, so the tumah penetrates the keli, it's considered munach by makim tamei. But if it's a kli even, it doesn't make a difference what's underneath it. It's always the inside is always tar. The same applies if kli cheres has the ash or the water is the mechatas, the mukav tzamet pasul v'nasam beilam meis. It's placed inside a tightly sealed jar. Kli cheres, and it's placed inside the oil hamayis. Hari ha'efer v'mayim tamein, the efer and the mayim is tamei. Shein achatas nitzes b'tzamet pasul. Shenemba b'makim toiv, ein z'makim toiv. Right? For the same reason, if you place this kli cheres on top of a sheretz, it's tamei. If you place this kli cheres, even if it's tzamet pasul, inside an oil hamayis, it's within a makim tamei. So the contents of this keli is tamei. Da'ot. V'chein eichel ma'atun shol kedesh, einim nitzal b'tzamet pasul. So too, you have flesh of a carbon. It's not saved if it's inside the tzamet pasul. Aval, maim she'in mekodashim. So, however, when it comes to maim that isn't mekodesh, so you have mei miloi, or kli reikon hatoy lechatos, and so too, an empty keli that is toy lechatos, that means you matkul it l'shem chatos, nitzel but tzamet pasul, if that maim, or that keli is inside, it's tzamet pasul, it's not mechatos, it's before, we're talking about the stages before mechatos, these items are taka tohu. When do we say that this keli that you were matbol for chatos is toif? If it's inside the tzamet pasul, is if the owner of the keli is also toif. If the bailam atame nifsul hamay mechamakim shehim, the water wherever they are is also tame. Okay, so what does that mean? Maybe from a kafim tzamet pasul, as we said before, if the main miloy is inside the tzamet pasul for hubayil hamayz, and the keli is inside an oil hamayz, and he's also inside the oil hamayz, shneim tamei, both are tamei. Right, it's a different case. Vehuvehim ba'oil hamayz, yeah, shneim tamei, both are tamei, because he's tamei, he's an oil hamayz. The keli is also an oil hamayz, but makim tamei. Hu hayim mebuchatz, if he was outside the maim sheinu mekodashim bebifneim, and the maim that is only main miloy, not mechatos, is inside this tzamet pasul under the oil hamayz, shneim tohirim. Both the maim and he is tohir. He's tohir because he's outside. I'm tohir. Hu bifneim v'maim bechutz, if he's inside but the maim is outside, k'shem shehu tamei, kach meim of psolim. Just like his tamei, his tumah status transfers to his tumah that is outside the house. Lachei, atoyer lechatos. A guy who went to mikveh to do the aveda for the parah adumah, who's standing on top of a tanur or any other keli that is not toyer lechatos. For example, a chair, like we mentioned, he's not sitting on it, he's not touching it, he's standing on it. Okay, and he stretched his hand, as we see in this image, over the wall of the tanur. He's holding a keli that has mechatos. If there is a reed that is suspended over the top of the tanner, with two buckets on either side of the reed, balancing that reed, that has mechatos, both this keli and these two buckets that are suspended over this tanner atomic, because if we'll go to the ilu v'yolo, why is this keli, through what keuch is this keli being suspended in the air? Through the guy who is standing on something that is not toy lechatos. Because he is being nishan on a tanur. So this keli is as if it's being munach on top of this tanur, which is not toy lechatos. So it's considered munach b'makim tami. Therefore, the contents are also tami. Avlam hoya imed al a tanur. If he was standing on a tanur, ubiyadi kli reikon, and he's holding an empty keli, not mechatos, he's holding an empty keli hatoy lechatos. Or imaim shenim kadoshim mamei miloi. Hare elo tohen and kameisha hoyo. These entities are still toy. If he was standing off the tanur, he stretched his hand through a window, and he took a keli that had mechatos. As he was taking out the window in any direction, he passed it over the airspace of an oven. He is tohu, because it didn't rest on the tanur. It's not, don't say klutik, fine, in this case. So too, if, as we'll see later on, they would spritz from one window onto many people who are standing outside. So if these drops that are coming out the window pass over something that is tummy, because the drop didn't rest, didn't come on a surface that is tummy. Pashat. Vav. Kli. Now we're going to discuss a kli of kedesh and a kli of chatos. If we have kli shesh be mechatos, kli that has the main need of the mechatos, a kli shesh be kedesh, and a kli that has inside it flesh of a carbon. These can touch each other. Had in it ma kli shel chatos v'chol sheyesh by this keli that has the main nida is tame. Avo kli hakedesh tarik shahaya, but the keli that has the flesh of the carbon is tahu. Because again, might be a seder kelim matama kelim when it comes to chatos. V'chein im nagar hatahu lechatos b'shneihem b'shteyadov kishim unachem la'aretz. If you have the kli that has the carbon and the kli that has the mind for the paradume, comes a guy and he touches both of them, and when they are on the floor. Harei nitma shel chatos, the one of the chatos is tomei, shaharei hatoy lechatos, nitma benigiyos mekli she'en hatoy lechatos, because the guy who's touching both is touching the keli that has the kachum, which makes him tomei, which thus makes the keli that has the mechatos tomei. Kamei shebi'anu, v'choz v'tim is mechatos. V'choz zayin. He has a keli of flesh of a carbon and the mechatos. Because he's touching both at the same time, he becomes tomei because he touched the keli that is tohi lekachum, thus making the keli that he's also touching, which has the mechatos, also tummy. Because we don't say there's no, the tumah doesn't dilute itself, doesn't right. Dilute. So the keli that has the mechatos is tummy. Zayin, but that's only if he's touching them. What happens if he picks both of them up? Shneim tameim, both are tummy. Zeshel chatos neitma, the one that has the main nidas tummy, mitnei shenoga beyodom, shenoga beklishenetay lechatos, because he's also touching the keli that has the kachem inside, making him tummy, making the kli that has the main nida tami. V'shokayd shnitma, and so too it goes back to that original keli that has the basad of the carbon. That is also tami pnei zeh shehigbiyoi for tami benesis main nida. We'll explain this later in more depth in the next pedik. Because he is tami, because he is carrying main nida, shehem metamin b'masa, they are metamehim. When this main nida cannot be used, b'pnei shnitmu machmas akli shokaydish. Again, this kli that he's touching with the carbon makes him tameh, which thus makes the keli that has the main nida tameh. Because this main nida can now no more be used, it's metamehim b'masa, thus transferring tuma back to the keli that has the behema of the flesh of the behema of the carbon.
How does it become tameh?
Because when, as we'll explain in the next pedik, that if you come into contact with mechatos that you can't use, that is puzzle, so it makes you tameh. Right, it's a big misconception. People think it's matame. It's matame the matahe. It's not matame the. It's only matame the matahe when the mechatos cannot be used properly. It's something. There's an issue with the mechatos. So it's matame b'maso. But in general, kohen who's matahe, a person who's tami remains tahe.
It's matame those who are isaac to make the mechat.
We'll see more in depth in the next page. It's fine. Right. That by the time the seref and the asifa.
Yeah.
But not to do with the hazoya.
No.
Not with the hazoya. So that's what he's saying over here. But when this main nida becomes tame, so now, because it's disqualified, because now it's tame, it's matamehim b'mas, because he's carrying it, and therefore he can then transfer tumah back to the keli that has the flesh of the behemoth, of the carbon. A figure of the form, haya kli shokedesh karach binyar, if this keli that had inside of the flesh of the carbon was wrapped in a paper, which is not makabal tumah, vigbi binyar, and he picked up that keli that had the behemoth of the carbon with the paper around it, he didn't touch the actual keli. He picked up the keli with the main nida on the other in his other hand. Shneim tahir, both kelim atayir. He didn't touch the keli that had the carbon to make him tami. And therefore, he wasn't nit malachatos. He remains tari lachatos. If he was actually touching the keli, he was in physical contact with it, the keli that had the behema of the kachrim. Even if he was holding the kli chatos with a paper, shneim tameim. Both kelim atami, because he's touching the keli that is not tohi lachatos directly, and because he's tami, therefore he transfers further tumah into the keli that is now tami lachatos. Because when it comes to the when it comes to tahir lachatos, we don't say that this niyar is not mekabel tumah. It goes through the niyar and it's metame the keli that has the mechatos. Ches. So, till now we're discussing, he picked it up. Hesed, which is an extension of masa, of carrying, is in this halacha. Hesed ha-shnei ha-kelem b'yodiv l'nogah b'hem. What happens if he was mesed, if he moved them indirectly without touching them? Shneim tahirim, both kelem atahir. Shein ha-kli, she'ein ha-tahir l'chatos. This keli that has the kachim inside it is not metami as ha-tahir l'chatos ha-shigah b'yodiv. It's only metami the guy if it comes into physical contact with him. When he's touching the keli, not when he's mesed it. Unless it was Reil Midras, as we explained in Perikat Gimel. So therefore, because it didn't come into physical contact with the keli that has the flesh of the carbon, both kelim are still tohi. Test. Kos vek atumis shuhu tohi lagabi truma, k'mesh izboi, in Sharvus atumis, we'll learn about svek tumis. That these svek tumis are considered tohi. So harehu tohi lachatos, if they arise in a case of paraduma, that case is also tohi. V'chol ha-svek ish atelon alenis atruma, in any suffek tumah which we say, we leave the trum as it is. We don't eat. We don't burn it. If not the bechatos, if they occur in a case of the paraduma, haray ilu nishpachim, the man should be spilled. Vim naiso tayres ve'im. What happens if this guy got spritzed on from this water that was in a questionable status? What happens if he then naiso tayres goes and involves himself with tayres? Al gabi isam kelim va'adam shnodol him sfekis ilu shachatos nishpachim aleim, on account of it came after he came in contact with this questionable vaser. Those tairis that he was involved with are tolui, right? V'harifafis enikakem, says Rambam, a netting, a raft, which people would use to fish with, it's not considered a keli. Therefore, if this keli comes in contact, it's not a keli, this raft comes in contact with a keli that houses, that contains the meat of behemoths, of kachrim, or the mechatos, it's tohi. The contents of those kelim are still tohi. Yod, Devela shal truma, if you have a dry fig of truma, shunafla v'seich mechatas, v'olson two mechatas, v'notla v'achla. The kohen took it out and he ate it. Imish b'kebeya, if this Dveila has a shir of a beya hamayim to make the maim is tummy. Bein shahis a dveila to make bein shahis a tayr, whether or not the dveila itself is tummy a tayr. Shakol ha'oichl and a filo oichl kadesh, ain't a tayr a chatos. Because as we said before, even flesh of a carbon is metame me chatos. So madach truma. Va'oichl chayv misa, this oichl is kain who eats this truma that is tummy is not chayv misa, maknish achol truma. Vukvanitma b'meinida. Ve'im im ba kabeya, what happens if this gregus, if this gregus doesn't have the shir of a beya? Hamayim tataraasim the mechatos that it fell into is still tayr. She ain't oichel matames achirim. Food is only matame other food that shear by kebeah. Tola has a shear of a beah. Bein a truma, bein a kedush, bein a chatos. So therefore, because in the first case where the gregus had the shear of a beah, so tum is transferred. Therefore, this turuma is tame because it's food that came to contact with the meat with the main eater, which is then matame the food. The guy who eats it is eating truma that's tame. Chayim is with the But if the shear of the truma is not metame, cannot transfer truma because it's less than a beya, everything is okay. Perek chamish asim. This perek v'nam is going to discuss the tume of mechatos. Ironically, it's metahi, but there are certain circumstances in which it's metame. Mach alf. Hanagebe mechatos leiv tzeri hazoya. A person who comes into physical contact with this mechatos, not for the purpose of hazoya, bein adam mikalim, whether it was people came in contact with the vasi or kalim, tame. These items are tame. Aber wenn einer mit Tamme begadet mit Schaß magoy, say I'm mixing I'm being masachsach inside a kale that has mechatos, only I'm Tommy, not my begadim. Shneimer v'hani geyer, but meini the itma da erev. The guy who's touching this meini the shaloi letzayrich. That's how we learn the pasuk. Only he is Tommy, not his begadim. Meini lamadatos shemeini the av ma'avis atum shel teira. V'nitmes magar mechalshu. It's one of the most severest tumas of the teira. V'im hoye bohem k'tei hazoya. Now what happens if the water that he is mixing around with his finger has a shir of hazoya, which is enough to tip in the buds of the azev and give a spritz, the tamim b'maga u'b'maso. Okay. In addition to that, when a gebehen oihar noisam, the guy who's carrying or touching them, shaloi letzayrich, not for tzayrich hazoya, matamim begadim b'shas magoy b'shas masayit shivish mi matamim. It's matamim begadim as well. Shnemeru mazim mehani dechabz begadim. The guy who's spritzing the vasiv, the mechatas is matamim begadim. Ain't a medaber b'mazal. I'm not talking about a regular kohen who's being a regular guy who's spritzing the mechatas. Because in tia satame kavachemish yuotay. If the koyach of the mechatas is to be metahi a tummy, why should I make the guy who's spritzing a tummy? So therefore, Mepiyah Shmuel Amdul Shizesh Nemer Mazem Behinida. What does it mean the guy who's spritzing it becomes tummy? Loin Nemer Ela Shir. Not about the guy who's spritzing it. It's referring to the shir, which is Shahanigeyo Neisamei Nida Shiesh Boim Kadeyaz. A guy who touches or carries the shir enough for hazoya Shloy Letzarei Hazoya, not for the purpose of spritzing tummy Metame Begadim. He is tummy. And his begadim also Tommy. Didn't tell you. But kamu shir hazoya. What is the shir of hazoya? Kadesh yit bel rashi givelon shleizu b'mayim, enough to dip the buds of the hyssop and give a spritz. But medav mumum shemichatas matamim. When do we say that the mechatas is matamim? Bizman shenog b'hem oynasam shloy letzayrich. Again, he has to come in contact with them shloy letzayrich for no purpose. Koydim shiyas mitzvasim. Keywords. Before the mitzvah is done with the water. After the water is already spritzed on the guy or the keli, the water is not metame. Ketzad. Give an example. Harisha tava se'ezev, he dipped in the hyssop, for he's ala adam ha'metame yo lekelim, spritz on a person who's tame on kelim. For hoyu ha'mayim shesesim yodam yo la'tame la'aretz, and the water is dripping down from his face into the ground. Chenamayim hinitazim b'shas ha'zoya la'aretz yo la'toy, the water that is being spritzed from the guy who is spritzing, before even it reaches him, Hari Isam Hamaim to him that maim is tohu, Vanagaba him vanisam tohu, guy who is mata is Nageo or carries those tipim is tohu. Hitbul say Aziv Lahazis al Davish in a Makabu Tume, if when he was dipping the Aziv into the maim, his intent was to spritz on something that is not Makabu Tume, which is a Makshava Piselis, Sahya Maim Humanatum Kshinim Hazim him. The water that is still dripping off the Aziv is tohu to give a spritz from. Kamisha Biyano. The Fikh Metamin Tumis Mechatas. Therefore, if they come into contact with anything, with the human being, it's metame. Not with him, with the human being, it's metame himself. And if it has a shir hazoya, it also is begotten. But officially, also mitzvasim, because the mitzvah wasn't done to remove the aspect of tumah that it gives. Because the tefillah was done with a machshava that wasn't nachim.
Is just like a regular mechatos.
Yeah. Lachem beis ein mechatos metame is hakir kedin shasim mitzvasim. Mechatas is not metame anything until the mitzvah is done with it. When do we say that the mechatas has the koyach to be metame if it's kosher mechatas? Avo mechatas shenifsalu, if the mechatas is pasul. For example, shenisar behemayim I don't know, make shaman got mixed in with it. There's a shasma him behemo, so now it has a saliva inside. The chayetz beinu medavanam a pesel meisam. Im noga behemo toilet truma. For a guy who is interesting, then if the guy whose toilet truma touches it nitma, he becomes tamei. Bein shenaga biyadav, bein shenaga b'shagrufei. Whether it was with his finger or with his foot, this is metakanas chachamim. Noga behen adam a toilet chatas. But if a guy who is toilet chatas touches mechatas that is puzzle. Even if he touches it with his hands, he remains toy. So the guy who's only toilet truma becomes tummy when he touches it. The guy who's toilet chatos, when he touches this mechatos, that is possible, remains toy. Okay? Gimel. So he brings a svar over here. He says, because he brings from Pishma Shai, so it's not enough to be metamahim, because they're kilo on the same dog. What happens if it becomes tummy? And a guy who's toilet truma touches it, whether it's this finger or his foot, nitma er is tummy in ganzen. And if a guy who is toilet chatas touches it with his hand, again, he touches not mayim psulim, mayim tmeim, nitma, he becomes tummy. If he touches it with any other part of his body, he is toilet like it was originally. So the majority, so you cannot use this mime to spritz, but it still has certain properties of mechatas. Therefore, in great mechatas, the majority of this mixture is mechatas metamim b'masa, right? Because it originally had the koyach to be metahe, so it still retains the chumre of being metamim b'masa. V'imreiv meperis, so the majority of this mixture is now meperis, so it's b'chlam ha'toroi, for hazoya, ein metamim. Mechza lemechza, metamim b'masa. If the parish is for mikra, if the ash of the parish the duma gets mixed in with the ash of an oven, the kiddush bekulei, and he used that entire fistful. You have half fruit juice and half mechatas.
Yeah.
The tam b'masa, it's still matama. The guy who carries it should shalei l'tzerech hazoy. If the parish is sadeh beifer mikra, the kiddush bekulei, take the ash of the parish and ash of an oven, and you use it to be for the mechatas. Im hayahori, if the parish majority, if the parish matamim kamei nida, it still has the koyach to be matama. If the majority is ash of an oven, a matamim b'mago, avo matamim b'masav it's matami when you carry it. Hey, if the kosher shen esana gabi hamayim shen dori in the kadesh, if you placed ash, kosher ash on top of water that you can't use for kiddush. Okay, so the issue is not with the water; the issue is with the ash. V'nagam hema toilet truma, a guy who's toilet truma touches this mixture, b'im yadav b'im gufi, whether with his hands or any other part of his body, nitma eres tami. V'nagam hema toilet chatos afilu b'yadav, a guy who's toilet chatos touches this mixture of kosher ash but pasul mayim, and he's a toy kemesha hoya, he remains toy. But mechata shenifsilov, this mechata becomes pasul, lo yegab metit, you shouldn't use it to mix cement with. Shleyasim tekala lachirim, so it shouldn't create a tekala for other people. Shem yiga betit vitma, because being that it has mechata's psulim, if a guy touches it, he'll be tummy. Shemechata's ainu betela metit, mechata's is another bottle, even when he mix it to make cement. Shem mechatosi, always retains his gather of the koyach to be matam. Zayin. In this case, if a cow is drinking mechatas, even though it's shechted within 24 hours after it drank that water, its flesh is toy. As long as the mayim is shamur, it's not bottle and therefore metame. If it's already drunk by the animal, bottle shereen and shmurim. Interesting, because even though we mentioned by kelev it has to wait 3 days, it's still considered after 3 days inside its stomach to be hasikazayit for father and yonim as well, but if it comes to this case, the moment it drank it, it's ice. We don't have to wait 24 hours to go through the digestive system.
So why buy teeth?
Right, that too.
Well, then why? What's the difference between teeth is not shamar, chayra.
But the chatasi teaches me that in that case, it always remains a chatas, even though the appearance of the mind changes.
I'm looking over here. It seems like maybe the word is as long as it's wet. It's wet.
As long as it's wet, then the clay would be tummy.
Then it's tummy.
But once it dries up, it makes sense because otherwise it's dry. Yeah, pashta. But dvarim atikim. Fine. Ches hamazim michalim shemazim mineral
rabbi. When it's made into a tit.
For that regard, yes. In regard to the tit, yes. Mazim michalim shemazim mineral rabbi. If, as mentioned before, they would spritz through a window onto many people. Onto the commoners who are outside, right? Spritzing from the window.
Why from the window?
That's how it was done. One guy would stand behind the window and he would spritz onto everybody who was outside. For who's all off and he got the main need on him. Whoops! That the mime is possible. And he's a potter. What can he do? Before there's a issue of bringing a carbon carbon of for Tumis Mikdash Kadasha. But he adds potter. Shecheska samayim shemazim and olam shem kasherim. But he's a kohen. Chazak of this man is being spritzed from this water that has the hechsher of the basin. It's kosher, right? And therefore, as an honest. If you've got spritzing from a chalain of a private guy, then says, come taste the mime is possible, chai b'carbon, and we ate it. Then shahoy lo leave the kalamayim, machak if you can't eat the mikdash, daft up his bedik v'deirish, and not done it the quick way.
So they used to go, they used to gather to be spritzed on with the...
Yeah. Yeah. What do you
think? Think about when Mashiach comes.
Yeah, exactly.
They gather...
And then the late comers, they had to go to
Yechidim? I don't know. That's not what he says. He said, if you made a mistake, went to Yechidim, that was the...
What's
the Lashon HaPasuk? Late comers, Mashiach had come.
What's the Lashon HaPasuk? What's the Lashon HaPasuk?
From the abundance of water that was spritzed onto people who were tommy, people would push it slip. They would step, they would come to physical contact with that water after it was spritzed on the guy who was tommy. They would have a concern, perhaps it was possible. So you see from here that the chazaka is that if it comes from a place that has the chazaka, that this mind is kosher for mechatos, that the shidayim remains toy. And that it was done by even to a type toy. Okay. One who spritzes with an ezer that is tomi lachatas. For example, you harvested it for food and it was mokshel lekabel tumen. Imish be kabeif has a shiv abei hamayim psulim. The mayim is pasul as the yosef psulim. Im be kabeif the hisip doesn't have the shiv abei hamayim ksherim. The mayim is kasher. As a yosef psulim, his azay is pasul. Kind of the water that comes off it is kasher. It's not kasher. It's not matam. And the zay is pasul. The ezev zem and tamach chaveri vechaveri lechaveri. This ezev, which is Tommy's metame, any other ezev it touches, v'afilo heimeo shein meino nechatas. Yod, magbi a klisha who's a law of a person who picks up a keli that had the mechatas spritz on it. Vare all of mayim kadei hazoya that has on this keli leftover mayim kadei hazoya. Toi, that water is not metame. Shemayim shalosu mitzvahs and in metame kamei shabi yarnon, because water that one has already done the mitzvah with is not metame. Hashem, we went to Hilchus Tumas Tzaras. Yesh bechlan shmeinu mitzvos. 8 mitzvos, 6 mitzvos, 10 mitzvos, 12 mitzvos, 6 positive, 2 negative. Zeh pratan lahiris b'tzaras adam kedina hakazav b'teira. To give a psak when it comes to tzaras adam zeh b'shtet in teira. Beishu liyakit simani tumah, not to remove the simani of tumah. Gimel shal yigalei chanesek, not to remove the nesek. Da'achi yamatzeinu mefus mekis b'chad b'fri yisayishu v'tiyas safam. That guy, Matzeinu, who was Tommy, should be known by presenting himself in that way. Hey, Tarasa Metzera, Rav Sheik Aleicha Metzera is called Sarik Ashita to shave off his whole head when he comes to Din Tzerasa Beged, and Din Tzerasa by the din of Tzerasa when it comes to the clothes, enter a house. The Beged Tzerasa Prakam Eru, Pedic Vishon Halacha Aleph, and this page that I'm going to discuss, Tzerasa Ir Habasar. Tzerasa Ir Habasar, Hu Shi Abba Makim in Ha Oir. Tzerasa is when the skin has a white shade, Vitiya Halavnun, it's Kakrum Beyo Mikrum Beyo Lamalo. The shade of white has to be from like the white of an eggshell, from the skin that is inside the white of an eggshell and brighter. Any whiteness that is darker than that shade, ain't tzaras. It'll be cool. It's just it's like a blotch. It's like a birth defect. Base. The four shades when it comes to the shades of white. The whitest white is the brightest white. It seems like it's like snow. When it's on top of the skin, who nicker beheres? It's called beheres. But even shodeim is a mat, white that is of a darker shade, slightly. Shonir ketzemenaki shakavs b'nyeme. It has the whiteness of the wool of a goat that was born or a shepherd that was born that day. Who a nicker seis? But even shodeim minus seis mat. But even that is slightly less than a seis. Shonir ketzem the hechol. It looks like the plaster of the hechol. Who told us a beheres? That is a subsidiary of the beheres. Who nicker sapachas? Let's go to the sapachas of the beheres. But even shodeim see the hechol mat and the white shade that is slightly darker, slightly duller. Then the lime of the base of the hechel vuhu that is the anterior film of the bea of the egg who told us has that's the tulis ace for gamze nika sapachas. So you have beres seis and each of the beres and seis have their sapachas. Hina the matatas shemaru shu kesita hechel who sapachas beheres. That the shade that is like the lime of the hechel that is the subsidiary of the beheres. The maru shu kikrum bea who sapachas ace and the shade that is like the peel of an egg is the sapachas the subsidiary of this ace. Sheino shen sapachas elat feila. That's what sepachas means. So you have beheres and sehes, and they're subsidiaries. You can't know the chachamim. See, this is the lime, the white plaster. The kanam chachamim maris in the goyim shnei shenamar. That's why the lashon in the Mishnah is shnayim shenamar. Two that are four. Beheres v'sapachto. Says v'sapachto. The beheres and the offshoot of it, and the seis and the offshoot of it. Arba maris elo kulam mitzarfin zaimze. All these four shades are mitzarif. Bein hakav bein hachmi. Bein mitchilas riyas sanega bein misefer shuiz. Whether in the beginning of the seven days, the end of the 7 days, or bein achas shnifta mitzayir nechad. Whether before or after the mitzvah is nechlat. Ketzah, what does this mean? We'll explain all these cases. Echad nega shahoyu kuli lavin kasheleka kisid hechol katzemen oki krum beya. Any nega that has the shade of either being entirely white like the hechol, of the wall, or of snow, or of an eggshell. Echad nega shahoyu mixes salavin kamari habaheres, mitzasik kamari has aesim, mitzasik kamari has apachas, or a white a splotch of tzeras that had the shades of all these different white shades. Hari kamara echel huchashav is considered one shade of tzeras. Im kein agazay lama mono oisim chacham ve'amru maris negin shnei shenaka. Before these white shades are matame, why does the chacham have to go list them out? K'dei lahovim b'mayres to know and distinguish between different maris, different shades. Shekol kein shenam akav maris u'shmisen k'shemanam d'neisim d'neisay lo yira senega. Any kind cannot discern what shade of white this is, cannot paskin when it comes to tzeras. Ach yovim v'yakav v'yimer zuya beheres zuya sepachta zuya seis zuya sepachta. It happens if any of these white shades has a bit of a red tinge mixed into it. So any of the four white shades that have a bit of red mixed into it is also matame. It's undergoing if a matter is in the shade. When it has a slight red tinge, it's called pasuch. Case of pasuch, babi mariselo. How do we define this matter of pasuch, the redness when it comes to tumas tzeras? Kilo hein arba cases malei chalav. Take for example 4 glasses of milk. V'nasar arba cases rishon shnei tipi dam. Take 1 glass and mix into 2 drops of blood. V'besheni arba tipi. In the 2nd glass, take put inside 4 drops of blood. V'beshlishi in the 3rd glass, put shmeni tipi, 8 drops of blood. V'revi yishesh asari tipi, put 16 drops of blood. A pasuch sheba beheres, the beheres. We have 4 different glasses. Each glass has double the amount of drops than the glass before. So we'll explain the pasuch beheres. The pasuch sheba beheres. The pasuch meaning the white that is mixed with red by the beheres. Hu kamara kois revi. That is like the 4th kois that has 16 drops of blood because the beheres is the strongest of the white. So for in order to get a red tinge, it has to have 16 drops of red. Okay? The seis, which is just a shade that is slightly less than a beheres, in order for to have the red tinge, has to have 8 drops of blood because it's not as white as the previous one. According to being the stronger the whiteness of this of the tzeras, the more tipim dam you need to in order to bring out the red color.
How do we know that he has to know the names?
Because he has to be metame. What's the pasuk that he has to know?
Yeah.
It doesn't bring the pasuk. It doesn't bring the limud. Okay. I know that Eskimos has like 16 different types of colors for snow. It's all the same snow, but for they know there's a certain gather of whiteness for them. It's interesting. Hey, call them Ariso.
What's the difference if there's redness or not redness?
No difference.
Either way, it's going to be metame. Yeah. So why do you need so many tipi dam? In order to make it
because you know, the vark beam, because the beam that are different shades of white, so in order to bring out the red shade, you have to know what is the white shade that the red is mixed into.
So you need another white shade.
You have to know the white shade. You have to know what white shade it would have been had you removed these red drops. Then
so you need it, but that's why you need another white shade.
Right.
But what's the red shade negea? It's either way going to be tummy because of the white.
So it's also right.
The white is going to be tummy.
But it's only metame for the white if it's that you have to know what that is true. The Zog's M is. You have to know what white is. You also have to know what shade of pasuk it is. It's true. It's not a steer. He'll say soon that the white and the red are mitzarif. Hey, call him out. So it'll be a love, be a pasuk. Mitzarif and zayim zet. Mitzarif. Kamar echad in chashuvin. Bein shoy hanegu kule love and oyam mitzasi love and mitzasi love and adamdom. Whether it was fully white, fully red, or slightly white and red together. Haku kamar echad who bein haku bein hachmi.
So why the negias to know the pasuk?
Because the Torah says Adam Domis. So the Rambam tells us, what is Adam Domis? So we have these 4 shades of white.
For each, the same idea, like we said before, that any koyin that's not marked the marriage.
That's what he's saying. That you have to know. You have to know what's the.
Tara says you have to know the what's yeah. What's the adam dom.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Call my tzaras erabasa. The white shade is only metame if it's deeper than the than the surface of the skin, if it looks deeper than the surface of the skin, so I know that it's physically deeper, like an indent, should seem, look deeper, like the sun that seems deeper than the shade that is next to it. However, if the whiteness was on top of the skin or high in the skin, then we go, it's not considered like a growth on the body. Zayin. What's the shade? Bein tzeras sodah, bein tzeras begadim. Tzeras batim is different. It's kagrisa kilki shumuruba. Someone in Asia Minor, where they had these square beams. What is the shape of the square beam? Vumaki merubim meri basik neitzmechas shleish reichav 6x6. So 36 sidus squared kilo 6x6 sidus. V'chol pachis mizeh inin agatzras. Any shape that is less of 6x6 is not natame. Ches nega shayroch because neitzmechas chamish sidus. You had five sidus on one side. Afilo hoy am arki. Even if it was an am on the length, it is a tar because it's not six on each side at least. V'inin agatzras. At shiur by ribu kugvis has to have at least 6x6. V'chol shiur in halachah l'mayush misina.
What's the size of that?
What is the size of six sidus? But six sidus, you count six sidus.
Chamish sidus.
Ah. Mom, it's not big, yeah. It's not that big shoe.
Can you take a chomish sidus?
Shesh sidus. Why are we chomish sidus?
Yeah,
chomish sidus. B'chol shiurin, it's different, it's under, it's not, no. I'm helping
you. No, that's a ches.
It's a ches.
Are you speaking about the shit?
Yeah. B'chataz, komak, b'shanem b'heres, b'shanem b'heres, whatever it says b'heres, who had din, ashar abim maris, shalivim, shalpasach, wherever the Rambam talks about Beheres, the Pasuk goes about Beheres, the same thing will apply when it comes to the minus of the other shades of white and to the red mixed with white. Wushi anega kirisa yasa, provided it meets the shear of the neged tzeras, the omik meribas, and it looks deeper than the surface of the skin. V'zehu shon kair meisim Beheres estam. V'ayte tes Beheres shi azik ha-shalik, if it has the whitest shade of white, nears ba'adam shuhu love and care. So on a guy who is of white skin, it looks not that white. Right? Put white and white, they look the same. U'beheres shi hikea, and when it's white patches on a guy who is dark skinned, it seems much more white. Therefore, that makes grammatical sense. We have to assess the whiteness on a guy who is not that dark and not that light. Yod, the three simanim of tumah when it comes to tzeras rebasa. Say lovin, a white hair grows after the whiteness of the skin appears. Vamichya, raw flesh. And vapisin if it spreads. Shloshim mufurashim b'teira. Ketzad mishenayd lebeheres basay lovin b'miches basachai. Guy who has a white patch inside, he has a white hair or raw flesh. Kishereu hakim the kain sees it yachlitoy v'yemer tummy. The kain should be machotim straight away and say your tummy. Loihay basay v'lovin v'lemiches if doesn't have a white hair or raw flesh. Yaskeshiv v'siyami goes into quarantine for 7 days. V'bashvirei sees him on the 7th day. Imnel b'beheres say lovin b'miches if inside that beheres there's a white hair or raw flesh, he surpasses us v'hisifa or it spread on his body. The blotch spread. He's a muchlat. It is tummy. If it didn't spread, it doesn't have the raw flesh, it doesn't have the white hair. Yaskash Hoshini has to go into quarantine for 14 days to slow the spread. Yeah? So therefore, Imne, then after the 2nd week, Imne by Echad Mishlashdan, if one of these Simani Tumah show up, Machlita, he declares him tummy. Vimne Nail by Echad Mishlashdan, if any of these three Simani Tumah, they say love and the raw flesh or the piercing don't show up after the 2nd week. How is that tahir? If today says you go on his merry way, sheni b'nigei rabasa has geyesa shnei shoyes. Unlike nigei batim, when it comes to nigei basa, you only quarantine for a maximum of 2 weeks. V'imachas shatari v'tahir pasas pasanege. If after he left his quarantine, it spread, oynein b'yisei love and emichya or white hair or raw flesh appeared in that white blotch, harei is a muchlet latumim, he is considered muchlet straight away, doesn't have to go through the process of waiting a week or one. Yudalf. If this beheres was very white, and then the shade of the white went down to an eggshell, or became more bright, it's considered not tami, not tahir. Shein azas amari simen tumah vekiyasi simen taira. Al in this might the arba maris v'nasa came a krum beya shenasa beya kofikach tahir. Only if it became less white than the krum of a beya, then it becomes tahir. But anywhere within those shades, the four shades, is still considered tami. Im kein abezay ma uzesh nem v'teira v'hine kein anegal pasas negabayi v'tira kein. What does it mean in the pasuk when it says, "Behold, that the neged has become diluted, killed, became less, and therefore the krum didn't tar"? Shem came arba maris. That if it tarked, it went less white than the krum beya. It is tar. V'chein sotum loy keya, v'loy pasa, v'leinu lebay say lovin v'loy michya. Doesn't have any other simani tuma and it remains the same. Arizat tahu. He remains tahu. The krum declares him tahu.